Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are truly making a difference in the world. We're going to explore many different aspects and areas of life, including business, sales, spiritual, physical, mental, relationships, disabilities, and many, many more interesting topics. My name is Tom Tutall Cunningham, and I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. I'm also a regular contributor to their weekly newsletter, and I recently spoke in Malaysia at the 2012 Napoleon Hill International Convention, where I shared the stage with Deepak Chopra. I've had rheumatoid arthritis from my jaw to my toes since the age of 5. That's 43 years now, and I've had 4 hips, 4 knees, and 2 shoulders replaced. I also stand about 5'1". That's due to the heavy daily doses of the oral steroid prednisone that I took for my arthritis. I'm also a senior research director at the Canadian Business Journal, which is a digital-only publication, and we're the official and only media partner of the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. You can find out more about me at my website. It's tom2talltall.com. My guest today is the amazing Mark Wunder. This gentleman will tell you that life is by choice, not by chance. He is now leading the charge to help well over 500 people become financially free with this great profession known as network marketing. Mr. Wunder's story is similar to the story of the bamboo tree. Years of cultivation, and one day the bamboo tree shoots to well over 6 feet in a single day. His story is no different. It is the epitome of having a desire, no matter the circumstance, to be the leading example and voice that you too can overcome. His journey has been an amazing adventure. No stranger to being an entrepreneur, he has launched multiple businesses from 3 advertising companies to owning 2 restaurants. His charisma landed him the opportunity to be involved with a local radio station as well. It wasn't until he literally ran away with the Ringling Brothers Circus in 1992 that he realized his true gift to inspire thousands and eventually millions. Although he thoroughly loved Ringling Brothers Circus, he had to transition back to the corporate world, and he remained in the transportation industry for 8 years until the economy, like so many of us, took its toll, and he was let go from the company. This was a tough time for Mr. Wunder, and it soon led him to hitting rock bottom. Mark was battling to virtually stay alive with his addiction to methamphetamines. He tried 7 different rehabs and was homeless, living in a pop-up camper in his mom's garage with no roof. Most people would have given up, but Mark had unparalleled enthusiasm and support from his mother, Betty. So he checked into a rehab for the last time, February 14th, 2011. And this was a blessing in disguise, because all he went through was in preparation to become aligned with Mrs. Casey Martin and Mr. Rod Smith, former Denver Broncos wide receiver. He is now 16 months clean and sober, and he has been steadily rising in OG, accomplishing the Believer's Pin. And on July 17th, he'll be celebrating not only his mother's birthday, but also them becoming financially free. Welcome to the show today, Mark.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. What an intro.
That is an amazing up and down life, and quite a story. And so if you've heard other interviews, I almost always start my interviews, because of my association with Napoleon Hill Foundation, by asking when people first read the book Think and Grow Rich, and who was it that suggested the book to them, because that can be an important person in their life as well.
You know, you said it right towards the end of that intro, and it was Mr. Rod Smith. I was actually in a Organo Gold, what we call a coffee jazz mixer, and I walked through the door and really was just wet behind the ears in sobriety once again, you know, after several years of trying to get sober. And when I walked through that door, just the feeling in that room alone made me just say, wait, this is what I've been looking for. This is what I've been speaking into my life for 2 years. prior to coming to that CJM. But then they talked about this book called Think and Grow Rich. I had no idea what it was. I knew it was a massive collaboration, and I really didn't realize the magnitude of it until I really started getting into the book and watching how much Organogold praises it. Being able to really sit down and take a look at, you know, the principles that are based in that book, principles that, you know, people, you know, have the ability to live by. But it dumbfounded me that at 41 years old, I had never even heard of this book. And thinking that what would have happened if I would have heard about it prior to, because I'll tell you, it's Organogold, but it's the principles that they live by. And I know the Organogold, or the Napoleon Hill Foundation, is really the basis, the foundation of what has skyrocketed this success for me in this company. And so I attribute that. I mean, and to be asked by you, sir, to do this interview today, I'm very humbled and honored to be able to do that. I mean, you've interviewed some of my you know, the people that I look up to, people that I just so admire, and it was just such an honor to get that email from you and say, hey, we'd love to interview you, and so that's why I'm here today, so I appreciate that.
Wow, thank you so much, and isn't it exciting? Almost everyone I have interviewed tells me that their immediate upline or people like Holton, Bugs, and others are the ones who insisted they read Think and Grow Rich. And the grandson of Napoleon Hill, Dr. J.B. Hill, said that's what he really, really, really admires about Organogold, is that they're not recommending Think and Grow Rich along with 50 other books and programs and CDs from some of the leaders of the company. They are recommending only Think and Grow Rich. That's the only book that they recommend, the only training book. And, you know, wow, what an example that Rod Smith, who probably doesn't need Think and Grow Rich at this point in his life, is recommending it to everybody that he signs up in his downline. So that's an amazing testimony.
You know what impressed me about him was he said that 10 years prior, you know, 15 years prior, he had been listening to it when it was on a cassette tape in his vehicle, and even when the son wrecked the car and they had to go pick up the belongings out of the car when it was sitting wherever it was, he made sure he went and got that tape first because he's been listening to it for so long. And I'm like, you know, if you're really going to, you know, follow somebody's lead, you want to follow somebody's lead who has made it, somebody who's got something behind them. And him retiring from the Denver Broncos, I mean, first of all, being an addict, you know, and really taking that life, if you would have told me 13 years ago when I started in this journey of recovery that I would be working shoulder to shoulder with such an entrepreneur and a man who told me, you know what, it's not about me winning my Super Bowls. I've already done that. I want to cheer for you. I want to cheer your Super Bowl. And I was like, that's the first time that I was truly put into tears, and I knew that this was it. And when he kept talking about this Think and Grow Rich, I had gotten it right away. So I had started listening to it because I listened to it on audio. And I'll tell you, I love it because it truly sets your mindset. My mom tells me today, there's some things that I talk about today, there's some things that I say out today. She's like, where did that come from? And I attribute it to Think and Grow Rich because I am a different person because of that.
That's amazing. Now, Mark, sometimes people joke when they're a kid, I'm going to run away with the circus. And, you know, everybody knows Ringling Brothers Circus. You ran away with the circus. Like, wow. What did you do how did you work at the circus? What did you do there? And what kind of things did you learn? That must have been fun.
You know, with the name that I was raised with, Mark Wonders, I've been challenging enough with kids and everything else, and then I run away with the circus. And you know, my mom's family and friends and everybody said that's what they always wanted to do. And everybody says, you know, I always wanted to run away with the circus. And I just so happened to be working as a bartender at my mom's bar at the time, because Ringling Brothers would always come to town, and we had a bar just across from the arena that they would play at. So I had an opportunity to always meet the folks and always meet people. And when I got of age, one of the guys says, you know, I see something in you, and I don't know what it is. He goes, but I would like to see, would you like to work with us, make some extra money? Maybe you can come down and just run some seats, because I'm a vendor and would like to see what you do. And what I did was I turned around and I went and I ran the seats, and I was selling, you know, the little lights and the stuffed animals and all the novelties. And I did so well that it was at the same time that Mr. Kenneth Feld, the owner of Ringling Brothers, that also owns the Disney on Ice, the MGM Grand, stuff like that, was in town as well, and they came back. These four guys in suits came to this little booth, and I'm just in my little uniform out there, you know, and I profited $600 in just three shows out of the six that I was getting ready to do. And they came to me and they said, you know, we like what you do. We love your enthusiasm and the way that you can just go up to anyone. We would like to invite you to join us on our circus train and travel the country with us. And they made an offer. And I was like, are you kidding me? Really? And
wow.
I went home and I told my mom, I said, I'm taking off with the circus. And she laughed. Like everybody else, you're going to laugh about it. But I did. I actually ran away with the circus. And then, of course, like everything that I've been blessed with, and I'm so blessed, you know, I don't discount any fact that, you know, I really put people through some challenges with me, you know, and the trust issues and everything because of the addiction. But I went ahead. I said, I'm going to do this. And I took off with the circus. A friend of mine joined me. And next thing you know, where my house sits is right behind the railroad tracks. So that morning in October 2011, we were pulling out. I was taking pictures of my house. And I remember being a little kid watching that train go by. And now I was really taking off with the circus. And it was my life, my life of travel and being able to announce and perform and to do what I like to do with people became in the masses. And I knew this is what I really, my passion lied into. So it was amazing. It was an amazing road.
Oh, man, as you said, people talk about it all the time. I'm going to go leave home and work with the circus. And so you learn, I'm sure you learn a lot about presentation skills and customer service and all kinds of amazing lessons you must learn working at a circus.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It was an incredible ride. It was very fulfilling, very fulfilling, and was able to travel the country.
Wow. And then to go from talking about working at the circus to having an addiction to methamphetamines. And yet at the same time, it sounds like your mother was willing to stay there and pull you out, whatever it took, no matter how long, at any cost.
You know, and that's exactly what is true. I mean, my mom has been my champion in my life. My mom has been the warrior taking care of her son and all the belief in the world that I could get sober. That we see, it was age 7 when I was introduced to a drug called Ritalin because I used to hang off the walls. ADHD, I was constantly, I was just crazy. And so mom was a single parent of two, you know, worked in a warehouse pulling orders for Kroger Company, a company here called King Supers. And, you know, just really struggled to make sure that the kids lived well. The kids we had food on the table that we were taken care of, and just such an incredible woman. But what really was amazing about it was when she turned around she never gave up. She never gave up. I mean, coming up on 73 years old, she's been through my drug addiction, and people that are familiar with addictions understand that, you know, the people that are around them, it's kind of like a ripple effect. When you look at a still pond and you drop some water in it, there's a ripple effect. Well, that's your life. And when you decide to do something in the opposite direction, you know, because I don't discount anything that I've ever done, even though I use meth, even though I was addicted for 20-plus years, you know, to be able to come out of it on the other side. It's been a challenge. It's been a struggle. But when I was looking for something, you know, it truly found me, and it was called Organo Gold. But my champion, my mom, you know, who's still with me, thank goodness, you know, was always right there and said, no, you're going to get this. I know you're going to get this. And she believed bigger, faster than I did. And even I wanted to just die. This is it. I mean, just, you know, a little more than 16 months ago, I was truly living in her garage in a pop-up camper. With no roof on the garage, and I just wanted to die. And she said, no, we're going to make it through. And she didn't know that I was checking myself into my last rehab, but that's where I come into that whole part in Thinking Grow Rich, where they talk about choices. You have to make a choice. And that's where on my arm, you know, I have a tattoo that says, life is by choice, not by chance. And I did that the day before I actually got sober and never looked back since.
Wow. I have a PMA one, positive mental attitude tattoo, and so yeah, I want to get the principles tattooed into my brain and onto my body, and so an amazing story, and boy, what a great mom, and thank God for moms. Now, a lot of people are like, they think about prospecting when they're in the organogold business, and so I asked Andrea Blackley how she was prospected. How did Casey Martin and Mr. Rod Smith, how did they meet you? How did you get into the organogold? Where did you meet the person? And go through a little bit of that so that people can get an idea of how someone at some point came up to you and said, why don't you come to this meeting and change your life around?
You know, I truly believe that life is set forth and it's already written before we're born and already knows where we're going to end up, you know, and I truly believe that. I believe in God, and I'll tell you that how it all happened for me was I had known a lady for a little over 10 years. When I had the advertising companies, I was introduced to her, and I was going to market her business, which is called Courage to Change Ranch, which is a recovery living facility on a ranch in a very rural area in Colorado. And so I went, took pictures, and was setting up the marketing plan. Little to my knowledge that, you know, 11 years later, I would be checking into that very same ranch to get my own help. And
wow.
She was actually a organogold distributor. She was introduced to it. She said she had big visions and dreams of opening up a recovery treatment house for, you know, football players, baseball players, because, I mean, addiction doesn't have any boundaries. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what background you have. It doesn't matter if you have money or not. And so she was going to open up a big deal. And says, I found something that's going to help me fund it. And so, you know, we kept in a little bit of contact in that 11 years. And then I was, you know, asked by my employer at the time to go check in October of 2010. And I did. And a week later, my aunt had passed away. And so I came back, never to return until February 14th, when I made the decision to go back. And I wasn't going for anyone else. And she introduced me to this coffee that she said, we never allow coffee in our facility because of the stress, the cortisol that it causes, and everything else. And you have enough addictions you're dealing with right now. We're not going to supply that. But they did supply this coffee called Organogold. And I noticed that I slept better. I noticed that I felt better. And I looked at it. And Tom, to be honest, and I always play off of it, and people laugh about it and joke about it. But, you know, I've been conditioned most of my life in between all of the jobs that I have, because in order to do the drugs that I was doing, I had to sell the drugs. So there were things I didn't want to do but had to do in order to supply the habit. But I looked at it this way, and we always laugh about it because, you know, when I really looked at it, I was sitting in this house drinking coffee that morning, and I opened up the pack and put it in the cup, made it. It tasted awesome. But the first thing that hit my mind was, oh, my God, it's a stimulant in a baggie that people are addicted to, but I can't go to prison for coffee. And so we laughed about that, and it was just absolutely incredible. And so what I've been conditioned to do already, I transitioned it into something better. And what I'm doing is I'm out there just serving the masses like what they did with me. They just gave me cups of coffee. I drank it. I enjoyed it. So what she did was, you know, I've put together some not-for-profit organizations. I've also, in recovery, I've really put a face and a voice to recovery. And when you look at it, I sat there and, you know, I truly believe that anybody can do it if you truly want to. You just have to have the desire to do so. You have to have the want to get it done. And I wanted sobriety so bad this time. And she said, you know what, we're going to coin you out. You could teach recovery at this point. You've been doing this for how long? And she really had a, you know, come to Jesus meeting with me. And it wasn't too pretty, but it was exactly what I needed. And she goes, I'm going to introduce you to somebody. And it was February 23rd, I believe, I walked into that room and at Mr. Rod Smith, and I had to borrow the money from my mother to get the first two boxes of coffee because, see, I ran all of our resources out. I ran every dime we had, you know, not just to the bills, because I went way in debt, over almost $300,000 in debt, and then turned around and I said, this is it, Mom. I won't ever ask you for another dime. And because of those two boxes of coffee, I've been able to transfer that into financial freedom this July 17th, when my mom will be 73 years old, and clearing my $216,000 debt. And it started with two boxes of coffee from Organo Gold, and it's turned into a coffee empire. I didn't grow up one day and say, oh, coffee is where I'm going to be. I'm going to be a coffee millionaire.
Yeah. Wow. And that's Andrea Blackley. She said she had to spend her money that was due for a car note the very next day. And so her account went negative, and she found a way to clear the car note. But so anybody who's prospecting with Organo Gold, they should think of anyone who says, well, I can't afford it. Boy, there's a lot of can't-afford-it stories in Organo Gold, but people who made a decision. And that's one of the keys, isn't it, to make that decision. Like you told your mom, this is... Now, she might have heard, this is the last time I'm going to borrow money from you before. But something about this particular decision and the desire you had really changed things for you, didn't it?
It really did, you know, and I believed in it when I walked through that door because, to be honest with you, there was no drama. It's all principle-based. It's a company that is, I mean, I admired right when I saw it. And to listen to the path of so many people. See, it doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter what it is that you want to do in your life. What matters is where you want to go. You know, where you've been doesn't matter because you can't change any part of that. And what I love about this company is no matter what I've been through, no matter where I've gone, no matter the integrity that I did not have to the point of where I'm at today, is truly life-changing. And I truly believe that when people really look at Organo Gold or network marketing as a whole, it is really the forgiving industry. It you know, you can make mistakes and you just pick yourself back up and you keep going. But it's
exactly.
A matter of, are you going to pick yourself up and keep going? Are you
exactly.
going to give up on yourself?
What did you do with those first two boxes?
You know, I was taught how to give those boxes of coffee away. The cups, I gave them away for free. There was a potential of how much money I could make, you know, and I screwed it all up, and I made half of the money back. But the amazing part about that, without making any financial claims, it was just under $1,000 with just two boxes of coffee, which put me in position to buy my way into this business. At the lowest pack level, you know, the lowest pack levels that Organo Gold has, and then I upgraded right away, you know, and Mr. Smith taught me something that I needed to learn from the get-go that I never learned of, you know, what to do with the dollar. It's something Mr. Holden Bugs taught to him. What do you do with the dollar, you know, and how do you spend a dollar? Because if you can't spend a dollar right, how are you going to spend $1 million? How are you going to spend $100,000? You have to know how to spend it and how, you know, you need to divide that $1 up. You know, if it's tithing, if it's, you know, your taxes, if it's your living expense, if it's your savings. Because, see, you got to save for you. And if you don't do that, it's not going to happen. And if you would have told me I would be where I'm at right now from the first time that I walked in there, I would have said you were crazy. But watching the lives that are changing is sometimes, it's more than what money could ever give me.
Wow. So you were able to start with two boxes, sample them out, and raise enough money to upgrade and start your whole journey with two boxes of coffee.
And lead over 520 people at this point in my life, which we know is going to be over 10,000 within the next year, because of the fact of the simple principles that are taught. And you know, if you're coachable, teachable, and trainable, like anything, you know, and if it's your moment, I mean, you really truly believe you can achieve, you know, that's what I love about this company. And, yeah, it's just... It just blows my mind that I'm able to do some of the things that I've been able to do. And, you know, coming up on the end of the year, going to take Mom to Italy and Ireland. You know, that's my big why. That's what it was at the beginning, and that's what it still is. And those goals are still growing and still working on that. And that's how I came to about with Mr. Smith. And then I found out that between myself and Mr. Smith, there were some other people higher ranks than Mr. Smith called the Nielsen family. You know, and in between the Nielsen family and myself, you know, there's so many people that just stopped doing the business or they're incubating at this time. And some, sad to say, actually quit on their own dreams and goals before they were ready to press through. Because, see, I truly believe, Tom, that when you go through some stuff, when you grow through some stuff, when you start facing challenges as you come to that success, if you don't press through, see, a lot of people give up. That's why you see 3% of the people that actually make it in this business. They just never gave up, no matter how many people told no matter how much it looked like, oh, this isn't going to work. you know, somebody dies in the family, challenges come up, they just quit. And it's like, no, you got to keep pressing forward, because when you're about ready for a massive breakthrough in your life, I truly believe that all hell is going to break loose. So you have to press through it. You have to keep going, because you're so close. It's like 3 feet from gold. And it's and you're just that close to it. And some people will just give up. And, you know, there's a part of the Think and Grow Rich about that. And it just, that is probably my favorite part in Think and Grow Rich. And then there's the book, 3 feet from gold. I'm like, oh, my goodness. You know, now we're getting that book. And, you know, we're getting that done.
And yet I think God also has a purpose for our lives, where he planned some of these things, because Andrea Blackley and Tyrone McDaniel both said that they didn't join right away. They waited a year before they, from the time they first heard about it till they joined. And so kind of a lesson there as well, never give up on people you spoke to the first time, because just because they made a decision once doesn't mean it'll be the same decision at some other point in their life.
Well, and, you know, people were very afraid with me at the beginning, because they're like, okay, we know who you are. We know how many times you've been in rehab. We know what you've been up to. So let's see. But people have been watching the whole time. And when I hit the Sapphire rank in this business back in March, you know, and getting ready to go to Ruby next, people are like, wow, that thing's really working for you, isn't it? How's that little coffee business doing? And I have to laugh, because they see a whole different mark today. They see a whole different person, you know, living with the principles that are based in that book, but also the principles of Organo Gold, because it's so simple. And when you can become a professional parrot, and you can play, you know, copycat, you know, they just tell me, copycat, don't copy, you know. And I was great at it. Even as a kid, I was perfect at it. And the funny part was that they told me it was okay to do that here. That's when I knew I was home. That's when I knew that I was truly home.
Exactly, kind of what Tony Robbins talks about a lot, and others, is modeling other people. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. If they say something and it works, well, I'll say the same thing.
Absolutely.
And so,
absolutely.
Very duplicatable system, and you don't have to come up with it on your own. And as you said, if you just become a parrot. And then also, but funny how life prepares you, even though you didn't know it at the time, for some of the skills and talents you'll need later in your life. I spoke to a woman who runs entrepreneur programs in Texas, I believe it is, for prison inmates. And her idea is that, like you said, when you sell methamphetamines or you're a dealer, you learn business skills, you learn selling skills, you learn closing skills, and when you're with the circus, my goodness, that's all about selling and entertaining and putting on a show. And so your past really has, some in a good way, some in a bad way, have prepared you with some skills and talents to be able to put on a presentation, be able to have no fear of handing out a sample and talking to someone about the business.
You know, and that really rings true, because of the fact that, you know, even though when I was in the midst of my addiction and at rock bottom, I still knew that there was still greatness inside, and it was still a fire that was still so much burning inside of me that I continued to make sure that I moved forward, that no matter what, I was going to get this done. I was going to get this thing taken care of, and when I just had the trust and belief of people bigger than myself, when I was no longer the big fish in the pond, and I had to put people around me that challenged my mind, do I always like that? No. Is it rewarding? Absolutely, because you know what? They've already been through the bumps and the bruises. They've already been through, I mean, I have humbled myself at 42 years old to take direction and start my 18 months over again by a 23-year-old coming up on multimillionaire, you know, who's just followed the system. You know, Miss Casey Martin, you know, they're generating through their organization alone just under $1 million a month through their organization. And it's like, wait a minute, you're going to go ahead and do this, and you were closed off, and you only knew 8 people in your cell phone when you got started, and here I am. I have 1,600 people in my phone, and you can't go do this. There's no excuses, Mark. You need to get up, and you need to go get this done. So that's really what's taking place. That's really what.
That's what happened. She has She had 8 contacts in her phone.
She had 8 contacts in her phone. One was Grandma. One was Pizza Hut, and the rest were some friends. She was very closed off, and I'm not going to steal her thunder, you know. But you want to know about this young lady, because the dynamics of this young woman and who she is, I will lead her. I will follow her into the battlefield, no matter what it looks like, because of what they've done for me and for my family. And to go to bed at night, Tom, you know, go to sleep instead of passing out and not being able to wake up instead of coming to, but more importantly, being able to look at my mom's face and see when she's at family events talking about how proud she is of what Mark's doing today. I think that is probably the biggest reward that I could have, because she always believed it. And I'm just going to spill the beans here just a little bit, because, you know, when we break diamond this year in this organization and I receive my sword, I'm definitely going to have her up on stage, because I didn't truly earn that sword. She did. And I'm going to present my diamond sword to my mother.
Wow, that's an amazing tribute. And you'd mentioned earlier that she's your big why, or sometimes, well, in Napoleon Hill language, we call it our definite purpose, our definite chief aim. And when you have a strong, strong, strong why, purpose, someone you want to help, or the courage to change ranch that you want to fund, when you have that powerful purpose behind you, boy, really obstacles just don't bother you at all so much, do they?
You know, I'm telling you what, I've been to hell and back, and to be honest with you, and I'm not discounting saying my addiction was worse than anyone else's, because it's not, Tom. It really isn't, because it like I said, it affects everybody. You see, you know, Miss Whitney Houston, you see, you know, and even if it's prescription, it doesn't matter. We all sometimes want to run away from different things in our lives, and I always wanted to be loved by a lot of people. And I always had to have something in my hand in order to do so. And when I would be out there, I had a ton of friends. You know, I was servicing, Tom, 250 people with drugs every single day. And I thought I had friends. But, you know, the champion in my life, my mom, when I did go to jail, when I was arrested, and I don't say it was a bad thing, it was truly saved my life for all the officers that actually saved me. But, you know, she was the only one that showed up. She was the only one that put money on my books. She was the only one that took my collect phone calls. She was the only one that says, we can do this, we can do this. And she always talked about, you know, tighten up your bootstraps and dust yourself off. Let's go do this. You know, the rubber tree plant, you know, she always used to sing that song to me as a kid. And you know, just the story of that. And then the bamboo tree, you know, it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's really how you can really depict the life of Mark Wonder. And you know, it's exciting. It's exciting. Fearful? Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, I didn't realize that success could also be fearful. You start succeeding, sometimes you don't feel like you deserve it. And when you don't have to do very much in this business to really start seeing success, it kind of feels like I'm looking over my shoulder saying, oh, what did I do wrong? I mean, am I going to go to jail? And it's not. It's so encouraging. And to be able to work with Mr. Holton Bugs, to be able to work with Shane Moran, and to be able to work with Mr. Bernie Chu, I mean, the lapel pin that I wear very proudly was given to me after Dallas Project 50,000, an event that we had, by our CEO. And when the CEO is going to look at you out of 6,000 people and hand you the lapel pin off of his own suit and said, I want you to have this, oh my goodness. I mean, that was so much for me. And now I've moved into the arena of working with Mr. Steve Seaver and helping be the announcer. You know, and that comes from the radio skills for some of the major Organo Gold events, like in Stockton, California, when they Mr. Holton Bugs did the Millionaire Mindset at the Bob Hope Theater. I was truly on top of the world. I was calling one, you wouldn't believe it. I'm the announcer. I'm guiding the masses. It's something I love doing, and that's exactly what I do back here in Colorado, and work with another event coordinating company where I do a lot of announcing, and my life is, that's where my passion is, and just to make people happy, because I truly love painting a picture with my words and with my voice. That change can happen.
Wow. Now tell us what you think a little bit about the subconscious mind, because it is probably where 97% of our success comes from. We just put it in there. We put it in there strongly. We put it in there with a big why, and then we just let the subconscious mind go about unraveling the plan, even though we don't always know what it is exactly at the time.
You know, the subconscious mind, I never liked reading books. I'm going to be honest with you. I was never good at it. I knew how to be a performer. I was a class clown. I mean, you name it, I could do it. But when it came to reading or writing or stuff like that, I just wasn't good at it. But I was introduced to books on audio. And even though when I read a book, and I really truly try to read a book, if I don't have it in audio, I find massive challenges because I ADHD. I look at a book, and the words melt off the page for me. That's just how it is. But you know what I've done, and Mr. Smith said, okay, then get your iPod. You have Think and Grow Rich on it. Put it in your ear, and this is what I want you to do. Read along until you fall asleep, and then let the book read to you while you're sleeping, and it's going to get into your subconscious. And I truly believe that the subconscious readings of not only that book, but many self-help book, help books, you know, that I've listened to has absolutely taken my life to the next level, because there's some things that I'll say that I didn't realize, but if it's in your subconscious, when you know why you want to do it, and you start listening to stuff, it starts directing you. But see, what you put into your mind is what you're going to get out of your life. And I truly believe that, because what you think about, you truly bring about. Your feelings become thoughts, your thoughts become words, your words become, you know, emotions, your emotions become, I mean, it just, it all connects together. And if you have your right mindset, you know, you interviewed Mr. L.G. Young, and I look up to that man so much, and to listen to him and talk about, and I'm trying to, and Tom, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm trying to get to that point where a couple hours before I even start my day, do the personal development, but we're so conditioned in our lives to get up and go to work, get up, you know, do what you need to do and go. It's not about the meditation time. It's not about the prayer time. It's not about, you know, planning your day and being really subconsciously fit for whatever's going to come your way, because I truly believe that when you get up, it sets your posture for the whole day. So working on listening to some personal development, my posture is a little bit different. You know, standing here talking to you doing this interview is a lot different than sitting down doing this interview with you. I'm back and forth right now because I'm so excited and so pumped up just about what's taking place, that it's because of the subconscious that was put in there.
Exactly, and it's amazing what that subconscious can do, and it's not hard work. You just have to purposely choose the thoughts and focus those thoughts, because if you don't purposely do it, and we both know people that don't purposely choose their thoughts, they're just running around listening to news on the radio and watching reruns on TV. They're not filling their minds with any books. And so unless you purposely choose to program that subconscious, the world's happy just to throw negative junk into it through the various forms of media we have.
Absolutely, and the thing about it is Mr. Smith said it great, that it really clicked for me, is are you going to sit there and watch TV and celebrate other people's success, or are you going to take a little time away from that for now and then down the road celebrate your own? See, we always celebrate the Academy Awards. We celebrate the – and I'll tell you, I was a CSI – I was a first 48 junkie because, you know, when I was a little kid, my grandfather was friends with a whole bunch of police officers. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a cop. And when I wanted to be a cop, I wanted to be a homicide detective. I don't know how dark you can get. But, you know, I would get into those kinds of shows because I wanted to recreate the crime scene, you know, because of a creativity, you know, the creativity that I have to be able to say, well, I could figure this out, you know, a puzzle, I could figure this out. It's been a process.
Even for me, 3 years ago when I became certified instructor and just started really looking at things, I used to watch TV sometimes an hour or two at night with my wife, those CSIs, and as if I need 2 hours before going to bed to be hearing all these murders and, you know, horrible things into my thoughts. And so I'd stopped all of that. And boy, and now, like this month, I'm probably going to have finished 6 nonfiction books in 1 month. And boy, that's a good replacement for watching TV.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I never understood why, you know, reading books was so important. I remember moving one of my bosses who was very successful, and this was when I was in transportation, and I moved her one time from Denver, Colorado to Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And I'll tell you, I would say she had more books than she had other belongings in her house. But now I completely understand why today, because of what it's done and why she is where she's at, and being, you know, one of the first black women businesswomen that made it to the top, you know, and to be able to work with her and her brother who's a senator in Colorado, and, you know, it's been absolutely incredible. But I know that the only reason why I was really put into their life was to build those relationships, and that's very important in this business. You need to really truly build relationships with people, and people think they're going to go ahead and this is a get-rich-quick deal, and it's not a get-rich-quick. It's a get-rich-quicker, okay? But
yeah.
You still have to build relationships, and sometimes people don't want to build relationships. When I got out and first started this business, that's why I screwed it up at the very beginning, because I wanted to make sure everybody had the coffee and that they were going to get in the business. When I realized people are going to drink coffee anyway, and I just give them boxes of coffee, you drink it, let me know. I sent my cousin back home in California with 3 boxes of coffee yesterday. I just gave them to him. I said, here, just take them, because I already know what it's going to do. And people are going to share it, people are going to drink it, people are going to like it. They're going to call back and now going to get some customers when you realize that it's that simple and that easy, you know.
Amen.
And the principles of this thing. And coffee, really? Okay. it's a better addiction. It's a better addiction, and I've been drinking it. My grandfather introduced me to coffee when I was 5 years old. And so all those years that he introduced me to that coffee, he never made a dime. But people that I'm introducing coffee to today, and the relationships that I'm building, because, see, our biggest resources are people. It's not money. Money's just a byproduct. That's simple. And I didn't realize how simple it was. But I lived in debt, so I always had debt. I always lived in this realm of I'm never going to get any further because I'm always going to be, you know, that whole Murphy's Law thing. That Murphy's Law that I don't even listen to anymore, because you speak it, it's going to happen. So I don't
know. Exactly.
I create my life, and I love creating the financial freedom. Not for myself, Tom, but I have to get my, you know, I have to put my oxygen mask on first. You know, but I always love helping people. But now doing that, being able to really go out and serve the masses, and what's getting ready to take place July, August, and September of this year is going to be pretty massive, you know, in the Wonder household. And we're very, very excited about that.
Amazing. Now tell me a little bit about, because I love to talk about it, your faith. Because when you have strong faith, when you're a meth addict, you must wonder what the heck God is doing. And then when you go to where you are now from where you have been, you got to be praising and thanking God that he has a plan for your life and that you weren't dead from selling meth
All I can say is, but God. You know, that's the only person that, you know, the only, you know, that's who I believe in. I was raised Catholic, became Christian, and I'll tell you something. When I was in 2000 arrested for one of my multiple times of being arrested, some ladies from church came in order to get out of my cell, I made sure I went to church services. Well, the ladies came in with a 4-box set, and they played it over the month, and it was from Bishop T.D. Jakes, and it was called Nothing Just Happens. If you don't have it, go get it, guys. I'm telling you, I listen to it still today, and it still reigns true in every area of my life. But Bishop T.D. Jakes, you know, nothing just happens. And I saw that, and then I was able to finally meet the man at our what we call Heritage Christian Center here in Denver, that ironically, I kept dreaming that I was going to meet Bishop Jakes. Well, I did meet him when he brought Woman Thou Art Loosed Out, and was able to, you know, introduce myself to him. What an incredible man, man of God, and you know, where he's at in his life. Is amazing. And what's happened was I met him in Denver, and then not long after that, Heritage Christian Center switched hands, and Bishop T.D. Jakes, because I always wanted to go to Dallas to go to the Potter's House, to his mega church, and I never got the opportunity to do that. And it just warmed my heart, because I always dreamed that I'd go up this hill, and on the left-hand side would be this huge church. And today I drive up this hill, turn the corner, and there's this big church, and it's called Potter's House Denver. And it's ran by Pastor Chris Hill, who is his leader, is like our Holds and Bugs, Bishop T.D. Jakes. And so every area of moving to the higher level has been absolutely amazing, because I feel that because I kept speaking about it and dreaming about it, that, you know, in some small way, I brought about, Bishop T.D. Jakes bringing the Potter's House Denver to Colorado. Well, I just so happened to, with a friend of mine, Mr. Corey Parsons here in Denver, Colorado, went to the higher level. We together did a one-on-one foundations class and became members of the church. I met him through Organo Gold. And it just blows my mind that today we are part of this movement, not only in the Organo Gold, but in the church. And we're just building new relationships. So, you know, when you think about that, what you're going through wasn't already pre-planned. You know, I had to look at my life like this, Tom. I look back now at all the stuff that I'm talking to you about, and even reflecting right now, you could just see how it was already planned out. It wasn't just by chance that I happened to hear nothing just happens. It wasn't just by chance that, you know, in the Book of Ruth, that, you know, some that the girls in there just so happened to reap what was sown for them, you know, and that's exactly what's taking place in my life here, and that's just what's been a major blessing.
Wow. And, Mark, we have someone who's been on hold 38 minutes on this show. Let me put them on live there. Hello there. There's a guest on our line from 503 area code. Who's that? Hello? Oh, I guess they don't know that they're live there, Mark. Mark, I guess they didn't know they were live. Give us couple minutes where people can find you, your website, that sort of thing.
You know, I have my website. You can always find me on Facebook, but because I have too many friends, I have a different Facebook page that's on there. But definitely you can look me up at Mark Diamond Wonder on Facebook. You can also reach me at 303-882-2172. But I also have a website, which is markwonder.my. Yep. You think I could find it? No. Find me on Facebook. You're going to find the website, but you could find it right there on Facebook, Mark Diamond Wonder.
Anyone going to an OG meeting in Colorado, they'll probably see you there as well, somewhere around.
Absolutely. We travel all over the country as well. But you can also take a look. I believe it's markwonder.myganoderma blog.com.
Oh, yes. You have one of the new OrganoGold blogs. Very cool.
Yeah, that's my new blog, and just loving that. So that's got to reach me, you know. But just go out there and bless other people. And I'll tell you, like Zig Ziglar says, you know, you go out there and help people get what they want, what you want, you know, just comes naturally.
Exactly, and it's called going the extra mile, and Napoleon Hill's principles, you do that, and God sets it up that you get rewarded in return, and sure does work. It's a law you can't break, and
that's
so
right.
Tremendous. Thanks for your time today, Mark. I really, really appreciate it. That's an amazing story, very, very inspiring story, and I know that God's going to continue to use you to bless yourself and your mom, and she's sure done a good job, hasn't she?
Oh, she's done an amazing job, and I just love her to death. But, Tom, before you go, I definitely want to say thank you for everything that, you know, you've allowed me to do today. You know, perspectives come into place as we move through this process called life, and it's an honor to be with such a successful, inspirational man like yourself on this amazing show, and definitely look forward to listening to more of your interviews and also following you, because I think it's just amazing. And can't wait to see you at one of the OG events, and hope to see you in New Orleans this August.
Perfect. Thanks for your time, and have an amazing day. Take care.
Okay. You too. Thank you.